Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 27th of July. I pray your week is off to a fantastic start. We are in the final week of the month of July, and that means that we are approaching the essay edition. I'm very excited about this month. I've been wrestling with and writing. It will post on the 31st of July, and it will be right here as our podcast. We also have a written version of that that is available at our website, paulwhiteministries.com. In our personal life, it's an exciting week. My son comes home from playing baseball this summer in Omaha. He's been down there about a month, maybe a little longer. Had a very good summer, and so he is on his way home this week. And my daughter is finishing up driving tests, so she has been very nervous, but we're excited for her. If you want to know more about what's happening in our personal lives and what's going on in what we call the Georgia White House, everybody knows about the White House in Washington, D.C., but in our family, there's a White House in Missouri. Where my parents live, there's a White House in California. Where my brother lives, and there's a White House in North Georgia, where we live. If you want to know what's going on in the Georgia White House, including things that are on our schedule, please check out our YouTube subscribers video. We do this every month, and we post it this week at our YouTube page. If you're not a subscriber, become one. PWM. Doesn't cost anything to subscribe at YouTube, and you can be a part of or get in on whatever we put up on the YouTube page. That is available this week. Okay, I was listening back as I was editing yesterday's podcast, listening back to our answer to the Romans 7:25 question, and I was struck by something I wish I had elaborated on, and I thought, well, how about that? I have a podcast every day, so I can elaborate on it. So today I want to take you one step farther into this concept of being crucified with Christ. The message that we were referencing in the video clip was from a message we did called The Reality of the Exchange Life. And at the beginning of the clip, which is one of our nuggets of grace, it was recently, the clip was titled Dead to Sin, Alive to God. We referenced Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And I was talking yesterday about how I think because we're human, because we have a human nature, because we're fleshly, in the flesh, we're going to fail, though our heart wants to do the right thing, but we're not condemned because of it. We are freed. We are not condemned, not just because God has judicially said, hey, I'm not going to condemn you. Although he did say that to the woman at the well, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. He then goes to the cross to make sure you have a consciousness of no condemnation. Because Romans 8:3, he condemns sin in the flesh. So, though I mess up in my flesh, I'm not condemned in my flesh. The reason why I say it's not a sin nature is because I have found that the teaching of the sin nature tends to give people an excuse for sin that seems to be out of their hands. Like, oh, I failed, but I can't really help it. I have a nature inside of me. And then when they do start to come up with a concept of victory, it's what I do to actively place faith in Jesus or to actively place faith in self. And it inevitably gets into some form of works. And when you teach the sin nature and you try to teach the defeat of that nature without works, you get into a very confusing theology. I've been there. And it's a theology that says, no, you can't do anything. You can't work your way out of this. You got to believe in Jesus for it. But then when you fail, you say, well, you didn't believe in Jesus enough. And when you ask, how do I believe in Jesus more, that's where you run into a very confusing theology. Because you're trapped. You want to say, well, you should do this, this, and this. But you can't. Because doing this, this, and this is works. So you end up with, well, you just got to believe. Your issue is you just don't believe. You've got obstacles to belief. And what I found was it sets you up for since you can't really do anything, it becomes what you believe and how you believe. Therefore, it becomes what you hear and how you hear. And therefore, you can't listen to anybody but me, because everybody else is teaching this wrong. And I've seen that. I've been a part of that. And I think it's more dangerous than just completely not understanding why you fail at all. If you think of it in terms of the human nature, you realize that you have a propensity to fail because we miss marks. We try and we strive and we fail. And that the reason why I try to emphasize that it's not the nature of sin is because you need to have this concept settled in your soul. Who I was has been crucified in Christ. Who I am is alive in the resurrected Christ. Christ went to the cross not to be punished by God on my behalf, but the sin and evil of the world has been condemned, judged, and punished in Christ. God, not separate from his Son at Calvary, but actively involved in punishing sin and defeating darkness by giving himself up. He wins by being the victim. And then when he's resurrected, he doesn't change his attitude and go to war with darkness again. You can't go to war with what's defeated. He then lives. So we don't really know life until we know the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can't keep standing at the cross, dying over and over again. You can't die again any more than you can go to war with what's defeated. So now it's time to live. I hope I've helped round that thought out a little bit better from yesterday's podcast. I also want to tell you, and I think I've said this more than once, but I don't know that I've given the dates properly. I am heading back out on the road very soon. We will be in Mobile, Alabama on August 15th and 16th. I'll be there with Jeremiah Johnson. He and I doing a two-day conference at the Pure Grace Church. Pastor Justin Benoit, I've been there, I think this might be my fourth or fifth year. We've gone every summer for the last few years, have a tremendous time with the congregation at Pure Grace Church in Mobile. Check them out online on Facebook, and then we'll be there on the 15th and the 16th of August, looking for a great time. And we are also tentatively, I'm nailing this down. By the time this airs, it'll be nailed down. But we're tentatively working on a trip to South Carolina. We've been invited to come back to the group in Chapin, South Carolina, to be there on the night of August the 28th. And so that's a Friday night at the end of the month. I'll give you more specific details very, very soon. See you tomorrow. God bless.